Time to talk Duck Hoops. He's the head coach, number 18 in the country. 1 week left in the regular season. Your Pac-12 leaders. Follow along on Twitter, the handle at GoDucksKG. The KG stands for Kelly Graves. Coach, how are things?
Steve, I'm doing great, but I can't believe what you just said. 1 week to go in the regular season. It's crazy how fast it flies by, buddy.
Yeah, I guess that cliche, especially when you're having fun, that seems to apply. So, Coach, last week on the show, we're giving away tickets to your home games. We're telling people you don't want to miss this, a lot on the line. And then you and your team go crank out a couple of snoozers like that. When are you gonna? When are you guys going to hold up your end of the deal and bring us some exciting basketball?
Well, hey, believe me, I'd much rather play 80 minutes a weekend, not 95 minutes a weekend, but we gave everybody a little bit extra taste of, I'll tell you, some pretty good basketball, buddy. I'm not sure how well the game Friday night was played, but last night, man, I heard from friends all over the country who watched the nationally, televised game that was as good a game as they've seen in a long, long time, and they said it was great to see a bunch of offensive passes.
Sure. You know, Coach, my wife is a so-so basketball fan. She more puts up with me. And she and I, because I'm sick and I'm not allowed out in public. Well, Coach, you're breaking up a little bit there. You in a good sell spot?
Nope.
Going to take that as a no. We're going to try and re-rally the troops there. But either way... Like I said, we'll get Coach back on and keep the Oregon fuel injection hotline because I'll tell you what, I'll tell Coach, I know kind of where he lives. He could probably be here in about 12 minutes. We might have to make this an in-person conversation, but I'm not letting him go. We need to try it one more time? Coach, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, you guys. I'm sorry, I'm talking to you from the same exact spot I talk every week.
Maybe it's us. So I was trying to explain, my wife is a so-so fan, and we both have colds, and we're not allowed out. And we watched both games together, and it ends up both nights, she's screaming at the TV. And are you getting that, where folks who maybe weren't the biggest followers are now just kind of all in with you and your program?
Oh, I think no doubt. Our crowds have grown and grown and grown. In fact, we're going to end up leading the league, believe it or not, in attendance in league games. So, yeah, it's been exciting. And I'm telling you, you know what was great yesterday? Were the number of students. Apparently, we had over 800 students
Whoa.
Come to the game. And, that's I think, what is really neat about it. But we love the support, and I think we gave everybody a great show last night, that's for sure.
Talking with Coach Graves, whose Ducks can clinch the first outright league title this weekend in the desert. Before we get to your team and some of the specifics, I want to talk about Jordan Canada. She's a senior. You've coached at a high level for a lot of years. I mean, they were talking last night, she shot 13% from three-point land as a freshman. Now up to 40, her quickness, her competitive nature. Of the point guards you've coached and coached against, how high up the list is she?
Well, she's the best right now, I think, in the game of basketball. Now, I've coached a pretty good one in Courtney Vandersloot.
Yeah.
I think she's probably not quite as skilled as Courtney was, but man, I'll tell you what, she's a jet airplane, isn't she, Steve?
Yep.
When she takes off, there's no catching her. And you just watch her fly. But I'm telling you, I was so impressed. And that was someone in the second half who was not going to let her team lose. She did everything she could to keep them in the game and then actually take the lead. And unfortunately for them, we were the ones that made the plays late. But, man, I'll tell you, I was so impressed with her. And you know, talking with Kara Lawson and Rebecca Lobo, who did the game,
yep.
You know, they both think she could be a top five pick, as well as Monique Billings in this year's draft.
I know the numbers tell one story, and of course Sabrina does everything. Her four games, though, against that UCLA team, you know, she shot 5 of 15, 6 of 17, 6 of 16 last night. What is it about Coach Close and those Bruins that they do defensively that in that area with her shot, they actually throw Sabrina off a little bit?
Well, they're more athletic. I mean, they are. Just every guard they have is more athletic. Plus, they rotate people. You know what? From time to time, they'll put Jordan Canada on her, shorter, quicker, and they'll pressure her for 94 feet. Then they'll put somebody like Kennedy Burke, who's 6'2" and a lot stronger on her. You know, they trap her. They do lots of different things to kind of slow her down and give her different looks, which is what you do, let's say, with a great quarterback. You can't do the same coverage each and every time. And so that's what they do. But, you know, and they did a great job on Sabrina last night until overtime. You know, then she kind of carried us. Got 7 of our 11 points in that overtime. So, you know, you can keep a good player down from once in a while. But, you know, in the end, Sabrina showed out.
Oh, yeah, she finds a way. Maite Cazorla, heck of a night, kind of an emotional roller coaster. 24 points, 7 assists. She handles the press really well, so kind of a two-parter. How about her performance in such a critical game? And seemed like her calf cramped up. How's she doing?
Yeah, I think she's doing fine. Yeah, she both legs cramped up last night. So they were just shoving Gatorade and everything else they could down her. To get her back, and she did come back and help us finish out the game. But I thought that first half she played with 17 points and several assists and just great play, you know, floor play. I thought it was one of the better halves I've ever had a player play, and we needed it right then. You know, she continues to be our rock. You know, she continues to be that steady point guard that you need, and allows Sabrina to play off the ball, and which is her strength. So, you know, and Maite is our best defender. I mean, she truly is our best one-on-one defender. So, again, another great night from one of our few upperclassmen. You expect that from them.
You know, the last five games, Satu Sabali kind of, I called it hopscotch. It's been great game struggle, great game struggle, then last night, great. Yeah. I get you see that kind of roller coaster with young players, even one with her talent. But, man, that possession after Canada tied it from the line in overtime, that jumper she hit, I mean, pretty steely for a freshman in that situation.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, I think last night we saw the best of what she can give us right now. Yeah, she came up big in a huge game, which says a lot about her character. Yeah, she was incredible. She hit it from the outside. What'd she end up? I think like 7 of 9 from the 3-point line, for crying out loud. That's not bad for a young kid in that kind of environment. But so, you know, she's been that roller coaster ride. And I tell people, you know, a lot of it is the fact that she's like our fourth option. You know, and sometimes it's hard for her to always get into the flow, but I think she's one of the people who will benefit from us having Bando back, because now, you know, we started Bando for the first time last night. Now we can really spread the floor, and it gives our players a lot of space to operate, and Satu is best when she can do that. You know, with two post players, you know, sometimes things get clogged up and those lanes aren't there. So I think she's going to be a beneficiary of having Bando back.
You know, I know a lot of Duck fans were talking about UCLA's offensive rebounding, and I'm assuming that topic surfaced. You know, they had 15, but you guys also had 11 offensive rebounds of your 30. Is that because the team shot a lot of threes? Was it the pace? You know, if you look at that tape, I mean, why so many offensive rebounds all over the place?
Well, I don't know. Well, both teams are both pretty good. Actually, 15 offensive rebounds, that's fewer than they normally get. I think they average 17 a game. So, you know, listen, they're just more athletic than we are. They are. I mean, you look at them across the board: Billings, Drummer, Burke, Hayes. Those kids, they go after it, and they're long, and they jump. And, you know, if this was a track meet and you just measured running and jumping, we'd get killed. But, you know, that being said, I thought Mallory McGuire, she brought down 2 offensive rebounds late in overtime that, you know, were huge for us and gave us extra possessions. But that's just, those are 2 really good teams who fought hard, and when that happens, you're going to give up offensive rebounds. But by the way, it's crazy. You know, you said 26 offensive rebounds total. There were a lot of missed shots last night, Steve. Really well.
Yeah, by the way, I did want to mention Mallory also hit all of her shots, but that scene last night, 7,000 people, and you mentioned having a Hall of Famer like Rebecca, along with a great Tennessee player and a terrific analyst in Carol Lawson, ESPN, the Pac-12 lead on the line. So I know you talk a lot about trying to convince Bando as your first recruit. Did you think you'd get this far by season 4 when you were having that conversation with Lexi 4 years ago?
I hope for it, but I'm honestly, the way this program has risen, I think is incredible.
Hey, Coach, you're cutting out again.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you, Steve.
Oh, now you're back. You're back.
It's a testament to my great coaching staff that it's just an awesome job of recruiting and a great group of young women, man, who are they're not only talented, but they're competitive. They love each other. They do all the right things. And last night was just kind of a culmination up till now. We got a lot of work to do, but a culmination of all of that. And I'm so happy for Lexi that she got to go out on senior night in such a great fashion, an awesome win, a great crowd, an intense atmosphere, and in a game we played really well. So I'm just happy for her and Justine. That was a great night. You know, one they'll remember forever.
Yep. And lastly, you're looking to hit the road now. You start with ASU, who's in a bit of a battle. They're trying to make it to the dance for the fifth straight year. You handled them in the first meeting. What kind of challenges does this version of Coach Thorne's Sun Devils present you?
Yeah, well, they're aggressive. They're physical. They play great defense. And I got to let my team know that, you know, people forget that the Olympic hockey team in 1980, they beat the Russians. That wasn't for the gold. That was the semifinal.
Right.
we got to get over the fact that we had a great win last night and realize that now we got to beat Finland in the gold medal game. We got to go down and beat the Sun Devils. And, and then after that, we got to beat the, Arizona. So this is, it's a big week for us, and we expect to get their best. They're still playing for a higher seed. And they're a tough team, especially at home.
Hey, Coach, on a great ride here. We always appreciate your time. We wish you safe travels and another successful journey to the desert. And I hope we got lots and lots of fun things to talk about on Monday.
I hope so, too. Thanks, and sorry about the connection. I don't know what that's from.
We'll figure it out. We've got our satellite
buddy.
Guy on it. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Steve. I'll talk to you later, pal.
All right, take it easy.